Let's add a couple more tunes to our Georgia playlist. For this, we ask people to choose two songs they think best represent Georgia. Two simple rules: nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and artists cannot nominate one of their own songs. Today we feature the band Oak House. Frontman and guitarist Gresham Cash brings us his picks for the Georgia playlist.
I'm Gresham Cash from Oak House, play guitar and sing. My first pick for the Georgia playlist is Cover Me Slowly and Agoraphobia by Deer Hunter. I selected Deer Hunter's first two tracks from Micro Castle because I think that they are a perfect example of indie rock at the time and kind of the quintessential indie rock sound. Pretty driving, sparkly and bright, but kind of has a darker feel to it. So I think Deer Hunter is internationally important because of their ability to do that. So in Cover Me Slowly, it's the first track on the album, but it's kind of a mini track. It's a 6/8 swung, kind of heavy, divey, surfy sound that is cool because it is the same structure and song as the next track, Agoraphobia. But it's in a different meter and different BPM, so it feels completely different, but it's the same progression, same movement. Drums, bass are pushing the whole time. Guitar's kind of jangly and here and there, and the vocals are kind of lazy. It was good to hear a band that wasn't metal, but like heavily driven by guitar, which of course they go up and down and in and out of that, but just the ability to create ambiance and like kind of whole layers of songs with guitar that aren't your, you know, traditional just sludgy rock guitar. So that kind of always intrigued me with Deer Hunter, was their ability to combine grunge and punk and heavy rock and pop rock and soft rock into this one sound with guitars, and kind of really utilize that well. But I've nothing left to say. My second pick for the Georgia playlist is Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers Band. They're creating what it feels like to have a jam song at the time, basically. God forbid I say I like jam music, but the reason I like Whipping Post is that you have this interesting groove. I think they described it as just like, oh, it's the 1 in 11, because it's, you know, 3 bars of 3 and then 1 of 2. So it kind of had this interesting like turn bar or a turn phrase or something. It's a really cool song to me in the way that it kind of shows that these, you know, poor Florida boys are still like trying to write really powerful blues songs. And The Whipping Post is obviously, it's heavy imagery, it's heavy emotionally, just to even like think about what that even means. But in regards to whatever The Whipping Post is for Greg, it's kind of like a cool up and down ride with the way the song grooves. Bands don't do this. It's like the first Led Zeppelin record. You put it on and you're like, holy crap, this is their first record. And it just blows you away from track one to track 10 or whatever it is. So I think Whipping Post to me is like one of those tracks that's like you just listen to a pretty amazing record and then you have this powerful ending that really just crushes you. And there's plenty of guitar work that's impressive and all that kind of stuff, but I think for me, it's the power of the song and just the ambiance and cinematic nature within the blues, though. So it kind of takes blues and like gives it something broader than just, you know, a blues track. Yeah.
That was Gresham Cash of the group Oak House. They'll perform at the Earl in Atlanta this Saturday at 10 p.m.
Come down.